Simon Grierson, congratulations. That's a very, very important 3 points.
Yeah, of course, they're all important. But to come to a place like this where it's always going to be difficult with some good players to play like we did. We had to dig in at times, especially the last 10 minutes, I suppose. That's probably the most pressure we've been put under at any particular time. But we control the game at times. Had some good opportunities. And obviously delighted to get a clean sheet and win the game.
And a quality goal to win it.
Well, he's got that in his locker, hasn't he? He's done it for me many times over the years. And good players don't lose the quality that they've got. Yeah, he's been struggling a little bit with confidence over the last few weeks and probably could have had a few more goals, but he's suffered maybe at Bolton for lack of games and maybe goal-scoring opportunities and taking them. But he's always going to score your goals somewhere down the line, and I'd absolutely no hesitation that he would come up with a good somewhere, and hopefully this is the start of a long run of goals for him.
Great 20 minutes after half-time, but you just couldn't get that goal to put this game to bed, could you?
Yeah, we needed the second goal to make it a lot more comfortable, because 1-0, anything can happen, as the last 10 minutes probably proved, that when we've had to really dig deep, they were throwing everything in the box, made some great blocks, etc. But we did have some fantastic opportunities in that first 25 minutes when we really controlled the game in the second half. But they did what they had to do as a team. There's a great desire, great spirit, determination to keep clean sheets. If you've seen now over this season, I think we've had 10 away wins and they've all been 1-0 with clean sheets or with clean sheets. So fantastic testament to the defenders and the team in general.
Had a good shape about you, even under that bombardment late on.
Yeah, look, we had to do. We played 3-4-1-2 today. We just felt that it was more in terms of how they played. At the back end there, we had to be all hands to the pump. People were heading things in that 18-yard box, clearing things. But you have to do these things if you're going to have a successful season. So full credit to every one of them.
You lost Paul Gallagher. What's the news?
Yeah, he just got a kick on his ankle, I think. So I don't think it's anything major. So we've got a few days now before the Boxing Day game, and hopefully respond to some sort of treatment and be okay.
I know you'll tell me it's all about the team, but your 100th game, a 50% win rate, many congratulations, that's phenomenal.
Well, again, as I said, as you've said, it's about the team. We work extremely hard on the coaching staff throughout the week to work out the opposition, what we need to do, how we're going to play, strengths, weaknesses, improve all the time. And for large parts, that team, or the group of players that I've had working under me has produced performances and got results, so a lot of credit to them. And yeah, it's great to have a nice record, but I want promotions on CVs rather than wins.
What's the order of the day coming up over the festive period for the players?
Well, it's obviously pretty much as normal as possible. We've not decided if we're in Christmas Day yet, but we'll have to wait and see. Players know what it's all about, and they'd be foolish to try and treat it as everybody else does. They know that they've been in the game long enough, and when you win games like today, the focus is probably doubled, to be fair, because you're going into another home game now, hopefully trying to get 3 points and get into that top two again, because everybody's doing ever so well up there, aren't they?
Bailey Wright on duty in the press box today tells us he's almost ready. I would imagine your full squad will come into play with the games coming thick and fast.
Well, it is. It's just nice to get him away with us. He's obviously been out for a few months now and trained before the game. He's worked extremely hard. We'll have a practice match on Monday for all the squad who have not been involved. So it'd be a nice addition back. You see people like Callum Woods back, Andy Little coming on, and Buchanan should be fine after the weekend. So it's important that you have a big squad, which we have, especially going into this period where you're going to be playing two games in 3 days.